If you know some ukulele chords, get ready to flash them in Brattleboro. Also, Cricket Blue hits the stage in Stowe, and architecture fans can explore during Castleton Colonial Day. First today is Marianne Feeney with more about Castleton Colonial Day.
Over 21 historic sites, buildings, and private homes will be available to visitors. This is a perfect day for Vermont history buffs, architectural design buffs, and textile enthusiasts, since there will also be an exhibit of Vermont period clothing and antique quilts. Kelly Filani, noted Vermont slate sculptor, will also demonstrate her fabulous work.
Castleton Colonial Day is Saturday, August 20th from 10 until 4. Here's Mark Sustick of Fletcher. He's founder of Young Tradition Vermont and suggests the band Cricket Blue.
Laura Heberlin and Taylor Smith are an amazing pair of 20-something musicians from Vermont who write and sing their own songs. Their gorgeous singing brings to mind contemporaries like the Milk Carton Kids, and to me is a clear link from legacy duos like the Everly Brothers and the Delmore Brothers. The Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center is one of the most intimate and beautiful concert venues and one of the most beautiful mountain settings in the state. Being there for this concert on a late summer evening is a treat you really shouldn't pass up.
Cricket Blue performs Thursday, August 25th at 8 at Spruce Peak Arts in Stowe. And the Southern Vermont Deerfield Valley Jazz Concert Series continues with a concert Saturday, August 20th at 8 at Historic Memorial Hall on Main Street in Wilmington. Enjoy an evening of performances from the Great American Songbook to benefit The Gathering Place, an adult day center in Wilmington. And here's Jillian Sawaki of Peachum with more about the Peachum Acoustic Music Festival.
I love seeing our sleepy and historic village of Peachum transform into one of the coolest festival venues in the whole state. Jam sessions, workshops, a craft fair, food court, and the popular instrument petting zoo for children.
This year's PAM Fest takes place on Friday and Saturday, August 19th and 20th in Peachum. Join in this ukulele flash mob that's set to take over downtown Brattleboro. Here's Gail Nunziata with more.
This is a call for ukulele enthusiasts at all levels to join a ukulele flash mob in the heart of downtown Brattleboro. You only need to know the most basic ukulele chords to join the mob. Everyone is welcome to play, sing along, or simply come and listen, no charge. If you'd like to sit, please bring your own chair. In case of rain, the ukulele flash mob will convene in the Brooks House atrium. There's really not much more to know. Ukulele Flash Mob, August 25th, 6 p.m., in the heart of downtown Brattleboro.
Find details about these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.